Friends, welcome to this Tamil class. Do you remember the word Tamil? How is it written? This is Sa, it is Ni, and this is Il. Sa, Mi, Il. Tamil. Tamil is the name of the language which you learn now. So, in this, we have been combining consonants with vowels and we call them the consonantal vowels. In the last class, we saw the combination of vowel A with all the consonants and we had seen a few examples too. To recapitulate, do you remember what this letter is? This is Tha and it has the marker of A. So, in combination, we call it Te. These two figures form into one letter and this is Te. Remember this letter, the last letter of the consonant N, Te, In, Ten, Te, N, Ten, Ten is honey. So, we saw this combination of K, Che, Nye, Te, Ne, Te, Ne, Pe, Me, Ye, Re, Le, Ve, Re, Le, Re, and Ne. I repeat all these sounds so that you will remember how to pronounce them and how to put them in an order. So, we go to the next letter, the next vowel. Can you tell me what the next vowel be? Now let us remember the vowels A, A, E, E, U, U, A, A, I, O, O, O. Am I right? A, A, E, E, U, U, A, A, I, O, O, and O. We have been looking at the combination of these vowels with the 18 consonants. In the last class, we covered the A series. Now, we have to take up this I. I is a vowel and it is added to the consonant. The first consonant is ik and you add this I. What should it become? Ik plus I, kai. Now, how are we going to write this? You need a symbol to denote the vowel I. You need a symbol. Do you remember? We called it a marker earlier. So, for O, we had a marker. For E, we had another marker. And so also for E, U, U and all that. Now, for I, you need a marker. And where to put it? We have made use of the first position, that is prior to the actual letter, we have made use of the later position, that is right side of the letter, and also we have made use of the upper and lower levels, the parts. So now we have to do something so that this is distinctly known. What they do is, they put a marker like this and then put the consonant without a dot above. So the marker is this. Now I would like to give you a shortcut to this. You write I like this, isn't it? You take the upper part and develop it with one more circle in between. So you round it off and this becomes the symbol for the letter I. So I made use of this symbol to denote the combination of I with ik, the consonant. So this is kai. The kai is to be read together, is to be taken together and pronounced together. This is kai, and there is no change of this vowel in combination with other sounds, and it continues to be, the marker continues to be before the consonantal vowel. So this ich plus I will be chai. Let us see how these are pronounced. Kai, like, kite, kind. Here we make use of K and I and pronounce it as kai, as in Tamil. Kai, like, kite, and kind. And now chai, it can be child or child. Etc. Ich plus I, chai, as pronounced in child and child. Next we move on to the next letter. In plus I, nyai. Did you notice? I skipped one letter in between ka and cha, that is nga. As I told you earlier, this combination of nga with the vowels except a does not occur much in the language. As a result, we are not bothering to learn the script of this particular letter, writing of this particular letter now. So this is nya, in plus I, nyai, nyai, it's a nasal following cha. As I told you earlier, I hope you remember, every third or a hard sound is followed by a nasal sound.